our feature presentation, boom I said I was going to make earlier. I'm really sorry about my sinuses. They are haywire today. We had a lot of rain yesterday. So I was going to tell y'all about the mattress. If you listened to my last boo, you would know that. If you didn't, then you're finding out now. So we ordered this mattress. And it's a king size. I don't remember the brand. I'll have to ask somebody. From Amazon. It was suspiciously cheap. It was like $160. If you've ever bought a mattress or heard about people buying mattresses, they're way more expensive than that. I've never heard of one in the 100 bracket. So, yeah, I was like, I don't know if I should be getting this because maybe it's got rats in it. Maybe it's not even, maybe they're just going to send the box. Who knows? Maybe it's just a little egg crate thing for the top of your mattress to make it a little more comfortable and cushy. So we got it yesterday, which was the 6th. Took it out of the box. It was all rolled up, like round, rolled up. In a little thin, I mean, like a little narrow box. It was a wide, when the mattress was all rolled up, it was wide, but it wasn't huge. And I was beginning to get disappointed because I thought, this looks like some kind of mattress pad, like just to add on to your, you know, to your mattress, just for comfort. I was like, damn it. Because we've been waiting for like a week or something. Yeah, actually about a week. That's my clock. And so, you're like, okay, do we take this bag? Let's just see. And they went in and rummaged around in the box for anything else in the box. And by this point, the mattress started to puff up on its own. By the way, they had unrolled it and laid it flat just to see exactly what they were dealing with. And they were like, no, this isn't a mattress. This is like a little mattress pad weird thing. And they were getting pretty pissed off, and it started to puff up. Like, rise up, like it had, like yeast. Or like when you bake bread from scratch. I was like, crap, what do we do? Because we need a mattress. Can't sleep on the floor anymore, because I have a shoulder that's not very great to me most of the time, and I can't sleep on the floor very much. One night, maybe, but that's about it. It started to rise some more, and I was like, look. This mattress is moving. It's going, it's like getting big. It's getting, like, puffy. I don't know how big it will get, but it's rising on its own. Nobody pushed any button. There's no kind of air pump. It just started to do it. And you could hear it. It was going, filling with air. I've never seen anything like that. And it's pretty awesome. It did it for a couple hours. And the papers say to let it sit with no sheets on it for a little while, a couple hours or a few hours, however long, so that it can air out and get that packed smell out of it. Because it had like a, kind of like it had been, oh, vacuum packed. It had that smell, that industrial, strong smell to it. And it started raising up and raising up and raising up. And now, you know, this the next day. It's a mattress. A real, live, bona fide mattress. Exactly what we ordered. It's off the ground. It's not low. It's not like a little mat that goes on a cot or anything. It's an actual mattress. It has springs in it, but they're not the kind that stick, that you can press around on the bed and feel. It's not one of those kind of mattresses like you see in a typical house. I think it's got some kind of like memory foam feels like in it. It's firm, but I think that I do better on a firm mattress than a real soft one. And I have some neck problems and a scoliosis type situation in my back, so I think firm is better for me. It's a mattress. It is the weirdest mattress I've ever seen come out of the box like that. And it's pretty solid. If you move on the bed and somebody else comes and sits down, you aren't moved. Like, you aren't rolled around when they sit on the bed or jump on the bed or anything. I know, it's just really old. You don't know whose it is? No. It's got that. I don't know how. It's kind of like what those Tempur-Pedic mattresses do, except for it's not a Tempur-Pedic brand mattress by any means. I'm not paying that much, sorry. So, yeah, really weird mattress. Really impressive, actually. If they asked me to rate it, in the email they usually sent, being Amazon, you know, needs ratings, I guess they think, I will surely rate them, because that was really bizarre. For the first few hours, I was like, God, I hope that this is a good mattress, because I don't want to take it back, because I don't know how we would take it back. It wouldn't fit in the box to send it back to the people that shipped it. Because it inflated itself, so. Really good mattress. Hopefully I'll sleep better on it tonight than I did last night. But, I didn't sleep badly last night due to the mattress, so. Some of y'all know that if you listened to the last bit. So, yeah, I just wanted to tell y'all about that crazy mattress. Alright, thanks for listening, and thanks for following me. Y'all that followed me in the past week or 2 weeks or however long it was. So, I'll talk to y'all later.